This is Lasair Bradley, Jr., welcoming you to another broadcast of the Baptist Bible Hour. Today we bring you the third and final portion of a special presentation entitled Never Alone. I've often heard people during this time of the pandemic say that there's just a sense of loneliness that I struggle with. I just am troubled by the many changes that are being imposed on us. So we need to be reminded that for God's children, we are never alone. If you would like to get this packet of two CDs, the complete presentation that we had on the air Monday, Tuesday, and the portion will be today, and a message by the same title, write us at the Baptist Bible Hour, Box 17037, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45217. For a donation of any amount, we'll be glad to send you the packet. And if you can make a generous donation at present to keep us on the air, that will be greatly appreciated. That address, Baptist Bible Hour, Box 17037, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45217.
There is coming a day.
In a message entitled, I Must Tell Jesus, I talked about the experience of the disciples being in a storm on the sea. Then I want to take time to read this account in Mark chapter 4. The disciples were on the sea, and they asked Jesus, as the storm was raging, wind blowing fiercely, tossing the little ship about. Mark 4:38, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And that may be your question from time to time. When you're on the restless sea of life and you're being tossed about and the winds are blowing and the field, you're in a great storm and you ask, Lord, do you not care? Carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. My, what a miraculous experience. what it must have meant to those men to see the power of Jesus, that he could control the wind, he could cause the storm to cease instantly. There was a great calm. Jesus cares.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress, and the way grows weary and long. Oh yes, he cares, I know, he cares, his heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares, he cares. Does Jesus care when my way is dark, with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near? Oh yes, he cares, I know, he cares, his heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares, he cares. Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief there is no relief, though my tears flow all the night long? Oh yes, he cares, I know, he cares, his heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares, he cares.
There are times when our plans have not worked out. Our prayers seem to be unanswered. Our desires are not met. But we can still claim the promise, never alone. And the fact is, he does care even when our desires are not realized. See, a person may say, well, I'd like to believe that, but I've had too many times that I've prayed and I wanted to believe he cares, but things just didn't turn out like I wanted them to. But he continues to care, even when we don't understand the situation. So the point is that when we cast our care upon him, it may be that our immediate circumstances do not change. But when we come to understand, he is our refuge. Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living, it gives us a whole different outlook. If I have Jesus, I have everything. If I have him who is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother, if I have no other friends, it'll be all right. If I have him, all is well. Sometimes the trial continues on and on, and we pray just like Paul prayed, Lord, deliver me from the thorn in the flesh. To have a thorn in the flesh is painful. We don't know specifically what this was, but the apostle, who had a close walk with the Lord, prayed earnestly. And it's
in order for us to pray. If we've got a painful situation, if it's bodily pain, if it's sickness, if it's affliction, if it's spiritual struggles, whatever they may be, there's nothing wrong with praying, Lord, remove the thorn. Lord, bring this situation to a conclusion. Help me to be delivered from this painful circumstance in which I'm currently struggling. But what was God's answer? I'm not going to remove the thorn, but I do care, because my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient. So even while it hurts, even while you're bearing the thorn, you're not alone. I'm giving you grace, sufficient grace. I care for you. There's grace when a loved one dies. We're assured that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That can be one of the most painful circumstances in life. When a husband or a wife or a child is suddenly taken away. First Thessalonians 4:18 says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. The Lord cares. So he's given us words to comfort us. What are those words? He says, the Lord's coming back. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we that remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. What greater comfort could you have than that? He cares in that moment of deep sadness when a loved one is taken away.
Does Jesus care when I said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it all to him? Does he care? Oh, yes, he cares, I know. He cares, his heart with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. He cares.
And he cares when the greatest trial comes our way, whatever it might be. You can't say, well, I know that there are a lot of promises in the Bible, but I don't know that there's one that specifically suits my case. But we read in Romans chapter 8 and see how broad the scope is of God's love and his faithful care for us. Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Doesn't that cover it all? Nothing else you can interject there and say, well, the writer overlooked this. Whether it's things present, whether it's things future, nothing on this earth, nothing in hell itself, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Understanding that, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Summer skies and howling tempests oft succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mists have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed by some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by, by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story how we've overcome. We will understand it better by and by, by and by.
What a comfort to know our God provides exactly what we need.
God provides just what is needed. He gives comfort that we might not despair. And isn't it good to know that he identifies himself in Scripture as being the God of comfort? He gives you hope that you will not give up. And he identifies himself in Scripture as being the God of hope. And he gives you grace to help so that you can do what needs to be done. And in the Scripture, he identifies himself as being the God of all grace. Cast your care on him, because he gives the comfort and the hope and the grace that we so desperately need. What a blessing to come to Jesus and cast your care on him. No longer being gripped by worry and anxiety. But if you're one who's never believed on Jesus, you have no one to whom you can take your care and unburden yourself and believe that they can really help you. May you come to him today by faith. Cast on him the burden of sin. If you've been convicted of the fact that you're a sinner, the good news of the gospel is Jesus came to save sinners. Cast your burden of sin on him, for there's hope in Jesus. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
As I think about this theme, Never Alone, I recall visiting an old sister years ago. She was feeling very sorry for herself. She said, "No one calls me anymore. No one comes to visit me. There's nobody here but just me and the Lord." I said, "My, what a wonderful blessing, you and the Lord here together. What joy you should have to know that he has promised never to leave you nor forsake you. You have every reason to be thankful for his mercy and his blessings upon you. Never alone." In the message, The Unspeakable Gift, I spoke of that time when we reach the end of the journey here and pass on to be with the Lord.
And then if you were to speak to those who have gone through the greatest trials, and they would say, "Yes, he has given me a peace at times that I could not understand." The Scripture speaks of a peace that passeth understanding. And I've seen people sometimes at a point of deep, deep grief and sorrow. And you know the pain was just intense. But they're able to say, "Preacher, I don't know how to express it, but I've got a peace deep inside." What a blessing when Jesus gives us that peace. could say, yes, he's been with me in the deep places of the valley. He's been with me as I've passed through the cold waters. Been times as I looked ahead, it looked so dark, I didn't know how I could get through it, but he's brought me through. And he will be with me at the end. That's a comfort to think about. That when you get to the end of the journey, he's not going to leave you there. The hymn writer expressed it like this. When I come to the river at the ending of day, when the last winds of sorrow have blown, there'll be somebody waiting to show me the way. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died all my sins to atone. In the darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. He's the unspeakable gift of God.
No doubt the glory of heaven, the joy of being with Jesus forever is beyond our ability to comprehend, but we look to that time with great expectation.
And so, if you really are thankful, you'll not only verbally express it, and you ought to do that, to say, thank you, Lord. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And being thankful that as you look toward the end of the journey, you're looking to that time on the other shore where there'll be no more sin, no more sorrow, no more heartache, waving palm branches of victory, shouting praise to Jesus Christ, singing, thou art worthy, for thou hast slain and hast redeemed us to God, and singing those praises forever. When this passing world is done, when has sunk yon glaring sun, when I stand with Christ in glory, looking o'er life's finished story, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then, how much I owe. When I stand before the throne, dressed in beauty not my own, when I see thee as thou art, love thee with unsinning heart, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then, how much I owe.
He died for me on the mountain, for me they pierced his side. For me he opened that fountain, the crimson cleansing tide. For me he's waiting in glory, seated upon his throne. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone.
Today we brought you the concluding portion of a special presentation, Never Alone. I hope that it's been a blessing to you. If you would like to get the packet of two CDs, if not for yourself, maybe to give to a friend, you can request it when writing us at the Baptist Bible Hour, Box 17037, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45217. We would appreciate a donation to help with the expense of sending the packet and in order to keep the program on the air. Till we greet you at this same time tomorrow, this is Lasair Bradley Jr. bidding you goodbye, and may God bless you.
All the day long, perfect salvation, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His good.